Welcome to LaSalle. My name is Joe Cicciomaro. You all realize that this is very different. Our whole routine will be different tonight than what you're used to. We didn't have a concert band because it's too large and we had no place to rehearse spread out, obviously. But we will start with the Star Spangled Banner, and we will have Nick Fuchs on tenor saxophone, Senior Nick Fuchs. So all eyes for the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, Nick. Thank you. I don't have to tell anyone here how different things have been in the past year or so. This is the first concert that we have given in 16 months. We are glad to have gotten to this point. But we could have never arrived here without the help and guidance and major assistance for us to rehearse every day. We started school August 13th and we started band practice. Thanks to Brother James, Mr. O'Toole, Chuck Cirelli. Special thanks, Joe Parisi, cleared this room for us tonight so we could have this concert. So besides the music staff and your sons, everyone here has done something that is indigenous to LaSalle. It is unique and funny that today we started at LaSalle celebrating De La Salle. His birthday is celebrated this Friday, and it's called Christian Brothers Week. And it's because of that whole philosophy that goes back to the 1600s that we persisted and came here today. There is no other school. We thought we could have a competition. Our competition band is ready. Our lab band is ready. No one else had a band. We couldn't compete. There was no one to compete against. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We're going to start off with the string orchestra. The first piece is a classical style piece. It's called Arlington Sketches.
Thank you.
The next piece we have is a string classical version of a hip hop. It's so crazy that it's called A flat, but the key signature is C. So before we do that, I'd like to introduce our seniors who are graduating. Nick Fuse, who played the Star Spangled Banner, plays flute. Nick Story. Kate Motley. Jack Duffer. And Will Weber, who's a percussionist. The seniors in the string orchestra. Right now, A flat. Thank you, gentlemen. This is very different from the last piece. This is our army of guitars coming out right now. Next thing you're going to hear is our guitar ensemble under the direction of Mr. Greg Snyder. And this will really be different than what we just played. So, glad you're here. We were wondering how many of your sons warned you about a concert tonight. Because we couldn't advertise it. If we advertise it, there would be too many people. We have just enough people for every kid in the music department to invite at least two people. And if you look around, we sort of figured the numbers out pretty good. So thanks for being here, Mr. Greg Snyder.
Year for the guitar ensemble. They've been serious all year long. We got more done this year than any other year. I also have to warn you, it's the loudest band, the loudest guitar ensemble, so get ready.
Thank you. nice thing about the pandemic is it's the first year I get to share with the band program, so I am thankful for that. Especially in a pandemic, I think the next song we have is very appropriate and reminds us of everything that we're dealing with, that we should always look on the bright side of life.
Thank you.
seventh period band is next.
And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Norman and the chorus, for a wonderful performance. Have another hand. A round of applause for the chorus. Happy to share the stage with the chorus, all of you. So next up for you tonight, we have the 7th Period Band, otherwise known as Advanced Music Performance. This is a roster class that meets during the day. We've been rehearsing every other day this year based on our new schedule. So we have a couple of good pop numbers for you. Our first one will be a 1985 one-hit wonder from a band that I'll see if anybody knows afterwards. We'll do a little popcorn and see if anybody's got the answer. Seventh Period Band taking you out with a bang. You guys ready, fellas? got to make sure we got the most important part. Mr. Smith, you ready? Here we go. Saturday, the party's at Mr. C's house.
give it up for Mr. Thomas Glover on the trombone, and Mr. Eric Fleck on the trombone, and Mr. Andrew Brown. Thank you very much. So, this is something that most band directors say on every concert, and I'm not saying that they say it disingenuously, but this time it is absolutely and evidently true. This is one of the most talented and disciplined freshman classes we've seen at LaSalle in a long time. You'll see that by on a difficult year where circumstances have been very, very different and most band programs, grade school, haven't had anything happen in the last 2 years. To have all of these guys come up here and play at the level that they are is really inspiring. And I'm really looking forward to working with these guys for the next 4 years. This is the future of LaSalle, ladies and gentlemen. So now that I've put all that pressure on them, we have one more number for you tonight, and you're going to hear from a lot of soloists. So check out this display of talent we have for you next. This is a Herbie Hancock classic, Watermelon Man. Thank you. Thank you to the future of LaSalle Music Department, the Preston Band. Give it up. The Air Drum, Jonathan Wilbur, Mr. Alex Sykes, the Guitar Trio, Mr. Logan Moore, Mr. Matt Quintana, Mr. Connor Thompson. You guys can start heading off. Thank you. Mr. Nolan Hayes. Mr. Ferrante. And Mr. Jack Brayley. Not easy. I'd like to bring up next the 6th-period band and Mr. Joe Vittori. Thank you very, very much. How about another hand for Chris Bealey and that freshman band? Awesome. Hey, Chris, that is one of the best freshman bands we've had in many, many a year. Absolutely correct. While we're getting ready to set up, a couple things. As you know, Pearl Night this year was a wacky year. We were shut down in the middle of last year, our last semester, and we didn't get to do a lot of things. Starting this year, thanks to our administration, we were hybrid, so half our kids were in, half were at home. In the meantime, all of our private teachers that teach their sons instruments were teaching virtually, which is not an easy thing to do. So I just want to thank all the music staff here for what they've been through this year, how difficult it was to get through this. Again, like Mr. C said, if it wasn't for our administration, Brother James, thank you, Mr. Tulk, and Chuck, I don't know what we would have done. You've heard that these guys are amazing, and you know what they put up with to get here is pretty incredible. So, gentlemen, thank you all for hanging in there. So we're going to start with the Steely Dan tune, and this is Josie. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're getting ready to hear the last number. First, I want to say, perfect example of what Bayless South said. Every student should be academically challenged, physically, as in athletics, talents, and the arts. Perfect example tonight of us at LaSalle doing that. But the real reason I'm here is the true LaSallean. Joe Vittori, after over 30 years, is retiring. He is going to conduct his last concert number. He has been a true gentleman, unbelievable musician, and has set the bar very high for all the other schools in the jazz band competition. So on the behalf of LaSalle, on behalf of me, thank you.
We have another performance this Saturday, yes? So the social, there's still tickets left, so please check that out. Our competition band and our lab band will be playing for the first time in public, so we're looking forward to hearing them. So we'll see you on Saturday. So for our last tune, we're going to play, and thank you so much for coming out tonight. This is a great crowd. I didn't expect all of you to come out, so thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You got through this year. We're grateful. Thank you. This is a Motown medley, so if you feel like singing along, or listening.
Thank you.
Next period band. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for coming out tonight. Have a wonderful evening.